You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on NBC Sports Washington as well on the TV side. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team. Thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, March 5th, 2021. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Allville.
Hello. Good morning to all the people.
What's up, Flakes?
Hello.
Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. And Jason Bishop.
Too much going on. My mind's going crazy.
Your mind's
What's
racing.
What's going on?
I don't know. Just got wagers. I got college hoops tournaments. I got API scores. I mean, I got all kinds of stuff going on.
API nice. Scores.
Arnold Palmer, yeah. Golf course.
Okay.
I got bets I got a place for matchups. Just a lot going on a Friday.
Yeah, I saw a clip last night.
You got the Caps Bruins tonight. I mean, come on.
I saw a clip last night of, is it Billy Horschel?
Billy yeah. Horschel, yeah.
Billy Bill. Horschel going at it with the fan.
He's my United States pick
that?
This week. Hopefully he's playing Sully.
I didn't see that. Was that yesterday?
He's feisty.
He is a feisty.
So a fan yelled, get in the hole during one of his putts, right?
Oh, okay, right.
So, get in the
so
hole.
Hack.
He
and
hates
then
that probably.
As the putt, it looked like it was going right directly towards the hole. And then all of a sudden at the end, it just starts going to the right.
Yeah.
And then I think it was the same fan goes, bad read, Billy.
Oh, that's bad form by,
and
the, by the fan.
And then Billy, as he walked off, said, you know that I have more talent on this side of the rope than anybody on that side of the rope.
Well, that is true.
Look at the flex.
Like, just flexed completely.
But, I mean, just, can that guy glean some new material? Can he cook up something new? I mean, get in the hole. It's so hack and old. Stop it already.
I know.
Come on.
Well, he is a feisty player.
He's a feisty guy. I believe his was his wife an alcoholic?
His wife is a recovering alcoholic, correct.
Recovering alcoholic, yep. And I think that, you know, it took a toll on him, obviously, for a few seasons on tour. And,
I'm sure it did.
Yeah, he's got a short fuse.
But he played great last week, and he's a Florida guy. He was All-American University of Florida, so he loves the Florida courses. But, yeah, he does have a short fuse. And that's pretty funny, though. And
that
what's funny
must
is
be easy because I was watching some clips last night. Like, I stayed up late, and I was watching Van Pelt, and Van Pelt was showing the clips. And they showed DeChambeau, who we talked about yesterday. I guess he tried to drive the 555-yard hole, and he drove
the
in the rough. But, I mean, then he just had a chip, and then he had a birdie putt, which he sank.
Well, no,
but, I mean, I think there were guys that were, like, 6-under, 7-under.
Yeah, I know, but it's one of the tougher courses on tour. It's not an easy course.
So they're just scorching it.
Well, yeah, I mean, they hit the ball a mile, and
but their guys are
tons.
Five, six
there's tons of water tons of water on that course. It's not an easy course.
Water.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Billy Horschel, I was just watching the video. He after he did say that to the fan, he kind of started laughing.
Yeah, so. it was good natured. It was just you know. He just didn't sit there silently.
But
he
what's
just
funny?
Shot a dig back.
What's funny now about how the golf coverage works is, you know, for months we had no fans, but now,
right.
Especially in Florida, they're starting to allow some fans, so you can hear the back and forth, and you can hear everything right. Because those mics are picking up everything. So. Yeah. It makes it a little bit more interesting to watch.
What happened to the days of golf fans being reserved and, you know, being quiet and not making a peep like during the round?
They serve booze, hey, Cakes.
Those days are gone, I'm guessing.
They serve booze, all bets are off.
Yeah. We talked about it yesterday. According to that survey, the sport which has the angriest fans might have surprised us, but it was golf.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
There was actually – somebody sent me a link – to a couple guys, I guess, I'm sure Valdez saw this, were playing out at Renditions. Mm-hmm. And on the par three, the players, you know, the Sawgrass copy that they have out there. And one guy, they had, you know, they had their hole, and then they forgot to fill in the other hole. Mm-hmm. And so one guy had a hole in one on the other hole, so it didn't have a pin. And then he was trying to lobby to his boys that he had an ace.
I don't think that's a hole in one, because that wasn't an intended hole. There was
no
flag.
Have a pin
there.
In it. If it had a pin in it, then you might have an argument, right? But yeah, they didn't fill in the other one, and there still was the white plastic or whatever in it, you know, at the bottom. But it wasn't like it was just like a dirt hole. I mean, it was the hole probably yesterday.
Yeah, they just forgot to fill it in.
Up. Yeah.
Hey, look, congrats, because I've played that hole many times, and half the time I end up in the water.
Oh, I would lobby hard that it was a hole-in-one, because that's the closest you're ever going to get.
By the way,
JP,
just to answer your question, I just checked it. Bay Hill is the sixth toughest course on the PGA Tour as of last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The guys are just sick. They're just so talented.
And, you know, I'm watching a highlight package that Scott Van Pelt's going through, so those are the leaders generally. I think Rory McIlroy and some other guy I'd never heard of. I think
so. Here's the thing.
Corey Connors. Although DeChambeau did play well yesterday, shot 67, so maybe he figured some things out.
Oh, he's going to be fine. Don't worry. He's streaky. So last night I was taping Time and Room, and it was a long time. It was just a lot going on.
What time did that start? What time did the taping start?
Taping started at 8, and I had to edit it. I wasn't done until 10:30, and then I get to my this morning I wake up and I get to my Twitter, and everybody's freaking out about our triple double bet on FanDuel.
Yep.
Did you see that, Lurch?
Yeah, of course.
And
so
apparently, I didn't see the replay, but apparently, as time expired,
it probably wasn't a rematch. First of all, it was a great basketball play by Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
So at the end of the game, by the way, Russell Westbrook's free throw shooting has become an issue.
Ooh, it is an issue.
He's shooting 50% over the last, I think, 13, 14 games.
Yeah, it's clearly in his head.
And they actually did the old hack-a-shack routine to Russell Westbrook, because the Wizards had about a 6-point lead with about a minute left. And then they just started fouling Russell Westbrook, and he's basically 1-for-2 every time.
Yeah.
And so the Clippers were able to catch up.
What's his career free throw percent? It's got to be
79.4%.
Wow.
So he's actually been a really good free throw shooter throughout his career. But I actually looked at his career numbers, and the last couple years have been down from, you know, that 80%. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the game, I think it was Rui on the line. I might be mistaken. And they're up by 1.
It was Rui.
He hits the first free throw with, you know, couple seconds left in the game. And again, Russell Westbrook, your FanDuel boost, he is one rebound shy of a triple-double.
Yep.
So Rui's second shot is off to the left, and Westbrook crashed from the outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he tipped it out. So great basketball play, because the Clippers didn't get it. And he tipped it, and Bradley Beal recovered it. And so everybody online thought, and I think Justin Kutcher called it,
he did,
a Westbrook rebound.
And initially, he
did. A lot of people said Westbrook rebounds it, and they win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Great basketball play, but I don't think he was credited with the rebound.
No, he definitely
so
won.
All
he
the
was
people
not.
Online, EB, were getting excited, because they thought,
because
it was called by the announcer a rebound, that they got the triple-double on the last play.
Well, how is that not a rebound?
I don't know, because he didn't gather it.
He didn't control it, I guess.
He just slapped it.
Anytime you tip a ball, that's considered a rebound?
I would consider it.
Because he tipped the ball over to Beal.
But if you regain control and possession, I would think that would be considered a rebound.
But he never had control.
Yeah. So maybe it's Beal's rebound.
It's Beal's rebound. He just came flying in and tipped the ball.
Beal gets credit.
So Beal gets credit for it?
Yes.
That's such bad luck.
I mean,
that's
one rebound,
beat.
One rebound away from the trip dub.
That's just a bad beat right there.
It is a bad beat.
But it was a good win for the Wizards, because they entered the All-Star break, and they choked away that game against the Celtics. And this one was almost heading that way, where they're about to choke away another game.
Mm-hmm.
The Clippers are one of the best teams in the NBA. Now, they didn't have Paul George.
They had to be happy that Paul George was like,
five minutes before
tip, and he was a scratch. And that tilted a lot of DFS players that were running Paul George out there yesterday, Flakes included.
Well, I got to tell you, I had a parlay. I had two money lines, two college hoops money lines, and I had the Wizards plus 6.
Right.
And so a three-team parlay. And I put a pretty big amount, for me, a pretty big amount. And when I heard Paul George was out, I said, well, you know what? If they had reset that line, I bet you it would have been 3, maybe 2.
Yeah, there's no time for it. I mean, the game's starting in 5 minutes, and he's scratched.
But I was catching 6 with Paul George out, so I felt pretty good about it.
Well, you did feel good. Yeah, you felt really good at the end.
But you know, it was a big difference. Go ahead, Jibby.
A big difference in last night's game between the game before. Westbrook and Beal, who combined for 60 points, and they're giving you those type of numbers game in and game out. Only 2 turnovers.
Yeah.
And remember, the game before, they had 14 between the two of them.
Less than 10 as a team. And the Clippers had 17. So you're going to win a lot of those games when you take care of the ball. But it was close. It was dicey.
Yesterday, Jason, I remember you said you were 4-6. What were you yesterday? Remember you said the day before?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I had a good night. I'd have to go back and look at the total record. I'll get that for you. I had a pretty good night, though.
Did you wake up in the morning and just hit your little account refresh and get sized?
Yeah, I logged on to the app and I looked at my my site and I said, "Ooh, pretty good." So I just saw www.
Tasty.
Oh, you don't go right to the account balance?
Yeah, but I can't remember. Yeah, I do, but I can't remember what the balance was after I placed the bets. I just look at my record. I just go game by game or bet by bet.
So the Wizards helped you get a win.
Look, it just makes my world go round.
The Wizards win puts them, I think, 2 games back of the 8 seed and the 9 seed. You just have to be in that play-in game position. Does the 10 seed get in the play-in game this year? I think so. And so I think they're going to be there come playoff time. It's going to be tough. There's a bunch of teams there. I know that Jason's talked about how they're going to play a ton of back-to-back games. So maybe you're going to need more help from the bench. Last night you had 3 guys off the bench score double figures. So they gave Beal and Westbrook a little help. And again, Clippers are one of the best teams in the NBA. So that's a good win after 2 losses at home.
Great win. Absolutely.
Yeah, 8-3 now heading into the All-Star break. It's a bona fide heater that the Wiz are on. They've turned things around.
Barring something crazy, they should get there. I think they'll get there, right? There's plenty of time. Plenty of time.
So the team with the 9th highest winning percentage in each conference will host the team with the 10th highest in a play-in game. So that's the 9-10 game. The loser of the 7-8 game will host the winner of the 9-10 game to play. So, yeah. So if you are in that 10th spot, you get 1 game, 1 chance to advance to play the winner of the 7-8.
Right. Right now they're in the 12th spot, a game and a half behind the 10th spot, which is the Pacers. But they're playing the best basketball of all those teams in front of them.
100%. So they're a totally different team than they were, 6 weeks ago.
So if you're the 7th seed, you could be out of the playoffs before they start. I'm reading that right.
Right now?
The way they have this set up, they said that the 7 and 8 seed will play. They'll play the winner of the 9-10, and then the loser of that game is out.
Yes, but I think
they would have to lose multiple games.
You'd have to lose two straight games.
Right. So you got a better shot if you're the 7. The 8 has to win 2 games, but the 7 just has to win 1. Pretty sure that's the way it works.
I like it. Adds a little intrigue. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit more later. Did you guys see the rule proposal that the Ravens put in for overtime?
Yeah, that's crazy. No.
That one's a wacky. It's so there would be a coin toss, and let's say you win the coin toss. You decide, you don't know which team's going to start with the ball, but you decide the yard line where the overtime will start, and it's sudden death. So you could say, we're going to start at our 10-yard line. And then the other team then decides, okay, we're going to play defense. You got to go 90 yards to win. And so if we stop you, then boom, they can get a good field position and score. But, I mean, theoretically, you could say, could you say we're going to start on the 1-yard line of their 1-yard line and punch it in?
No, because the other team gets the chance.
Then they would say, we'll take the ball. And then they got to go 99 yards.
Right. Well, you don't have to go 99. You just have to kick a field goal, right? Sudden death.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I would think there's got to be a lot of strategy if it's passed there. But I would think that most teams would just choose a kind of a neutral yard line somewhere between the 30 and the 50. You know what I mean? Because I don't think you're going to choose, your own 10 or the 10-yard line going towards the other end zone because the other team's going to say, okay, you take the ball.
I don't think you would choose the 50 because you're right. If you can win on a field goal.
Yeah, that's why I think.
If you choose 50, then I'm going to say, okay, we'll take the ball. Now I just need 2 first downs and we win.
Right. Right, there's a lot of strategy there.
100%.
But if you chose your own 10, then the other team's going to say, okay, we'll play defense. And chances of you getting the ball in decent field position, you know, you force a three and out, then you're probably going to get a good chance at a field goal in the next possession. So, yeah, there's a lot of strategy there.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number if you want to chime in on the AAA Always on Call listener lines, 800-636-1067. Coming up at 7, we'll find out what Kevin McCarthy thinks of Coming to America 2. That's already out on Amazon Prime. He, of course, sat down with Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall. So Kevin will join us at 7 o'clock. Fridays with Feinstein at 8, and Ian Eagle, voice of the Brooklyn Nets on the YES Network, will join us at 9, all right here on The Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We'll open up the Junkie Sports page here in moments. I got to tell you, I was tempted when I read the story last night that Coming to America dropped a day early on Amazon Prime to watch it last night. But that would have had me up past midnight.
For some reason,
I need some discipline.
Is it not going to be in theaters at all? Because there are some theaters that are open.
Not in
just
theaters.
Skipping theaters to completely?
Straight to Amazon Prime.
Wow.
I was actually thinking that would be maybe the first thing I would go see in a theater.
For some
reason, I'm intrigued.
You got a theater room.
Yeah, right now it's an old studio. It's all messed up. I got to get it redone.
My only issue with Coming to America, with the two in the middle, I think that's how they're officially billing it. The original is so good. I just feel like the second one's going to have a hard time living up to the billing. I just hold it in such high regard.
But initial reviews.
Don't you think you'll have some nostalgia? Really good. You'll have some nostalgia.
Of course.
Like seeing them in those.
Well, it's a lock. I'm going to watch it. But I'm bracing myself for it to be subpar. I need to check the reviews.
If Eddie Murphy's all in, he's going to be good. If Eddie Murphy's all in, he's going to be good. If he's going to be weird like he was like in those Saturday Night Live stints.
Well, I doubt he's going to be like that.
Well, yeah. When Jeff Bezos is stuffing his pocket with millions, I'm guessing he's going to bring it.
Right. Yeah, this may blow your mind. I don't think I ever saw the original.
Really?
That does blow my mind.
It's a blind spot.
It's kind of mind-blowing.
I mean, if I saw it, man, it was so long ago, I just kind of forgot it, but I don't think I would have forgotten
it. You would remember
it. You wouldn't
it.
Forget, like, sexual chocolate. You wouldn't forget the barbershop scenes.
I mean, it's one of his tentpole 80s movies, I would say.
Maybe
it's
I saw
right
it.
Up there.
It was kind of Arsenio's coming out party, too, right? I feel like it was.
Maybe I saw bits and pieces of it, but I don't think I saw it start to finish.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
You sleep on Prince Hakeem. You sleep on him.
There's no way it's better. There's no way it's better than Trading Places.
I do like me some Trading Places, too.
There's just no way it's better than Trading Places.
But it was good.
I think it rivals it.
Yeah, I think it might be better.
It's pretty close. Funny.
Cakes, what's the name of the fake McDonald's that they work in?
McDowell's. Yeah. Run by John Amos from Good Times.
Yeah. Is he still with us, John Amos?
Yes. Cakes? Yeah, he's still alive.
If they have the golden arches, we have the golden arc.
It's so great. It's so good.
I could use a breakfast sandwich from the golden arc.
I'm sure you could as well.
We'll get Kevin's official review at 7, but I've heard nothing but good things, so people are going to have to check that out this weekend. Okay. Kevin will join us at 7. But right now, let's open up Junkie Sports Page. Sports Page is brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified hub zone solution provider, and Dell Federal Partner.
So we kicked around a few things to open the show, but of course the Wizards closed the first half with a win over the Clips, bouncing back from that loss out there in LA where they lost by 19. Now Paul George didn't play. He was a late scratch right before tip because of dizziness.
I was so bitter. I was so distraught when I saw that. When you log on to your DFS lineup and you scroll down on it once the game has locked, and if you see a little red O next to a guy's name, you might as well not check your lineup the rest of the night because you have a big zero. You have a big zero just dragging down your lineup. It's impossible for you to recover. Impossible. Yeah.
So once they lock it before the tip, can you change it at any point?
Yes. Like if the Paul George news had come out half an hour before tip, I would have been privy to it. I would have had time to go in and change it. I would have been fine.
But when did you find out?
Once
after it tipped?
Lineup lock. Yeah, 7:02. 7:02, because 5 minutes before, he said his head was spinning. He said he couldn't play.
Right.
Oh, has he had that issue this year?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
So I had a same-game parlay bet in on FanDuel, and I had – this is what, I just do random things. All right. So to answer your question, Bick, I was 7-3 last night.
All right.
That's a good night.
So my same-game parlay bet was Davis Bertans to score 10 or more points.
Okay. I think he just got over that.
All right, I'll take it.
Lucky he came back because he left the game for a while because he got nicked up on the face. I think he caught like an elbow or something. He was bleeding. He went back to the locker room.
Right, but he scored. He must have scored more than 10. Bradley Beal to score 20 or more. Russell Westbrook to score 10 or more. And then the Clippers in an alternate spread plus 15.5. But I also had pulled Paul George in there at 20 plus. So they just voided that. And the odds obviously went down, but I hit it.
By the way, Bertans had an alley-oop dunk, and if you watch the highlight of the tape, Westbrook, who passed it to him afterwards, was like, he couldn't believe that Bertans got up for the dunk. Like,
he snapped
his head
back to
the bench. He just was making a pass and figured Bertans was going to lay it up, but he flushed it.
Nice.
Show me hops.
Are you going to be that shocked? Isn't Bertans like 6'9"?
He's a big boy.
I understand, but I guess it's not typical, Cake. That's true.
Did he two-hand dunk it or one-hand?
It was an alley-oop, two hands.
Two hands, I was going to
wonder. That wasn't thunderous. It wasn't like with authority. No,
but he got it.
Yeah, he got it.
But I'm wondering, can he palm the ball with his nub finger? Like, we know he can shoot it.
Oh, I don't know.
Can he palm the ball with that?
Not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's worth looking it up. Look it up.
He probably can, but
look it up, Bertans alley-oop, and then look at Russell Westbrook's reaction to it.
Is there a top shot of it yet?
I don't know.
It probably will be.
That Junkies Boost play we had with Westbrook scoring having the triple-double falls one rebound short. One rebound
that just
short.
That crushes your soul when that happens.
Yes.
The highlight that I'm seeing, it says Davis Bertans' monstrous alley-oop.
Wow, that's a very generous description.
All right, I got to look for it here.
So
but it got Jason over the double digits, got him his bet win.
Yeah. Wizards now 14-20. They've won 8 of 11 to close the first half. And, of course, it's All-Star break this weekend. So no games tonight.
It's very distressing.
No games Saturday. And, of course, All-Star game is the All-Star game Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So they won't play until next week.
It's gonna Where's all your
Beal,
gambling?
I believe, is part of Team Durant. They held the draft and Durant's not playing in the All-Star game, but he hooked up Beal with his boy Jason Tatum, as the two have played together for years, coming from St. Louis. Yeah.
That was a weird oop. You could tell Westbrook didn't have much faith in him. He didn't throw it that high.
Oh, he didn't even throw it over the rim.
Yeah, I mean, he threw it low and just grabbed it, and then he threw it in there. That's hilarious.
So good win for the Wiz.
Good win. And
heading into the break. Of course, 72-game season.
I think people are slowly getting into the Wiz. That's what happens. You need wins.
You need to win.
So they've won 7 out of 10 or 8 out of 11, and they're climbing up. It's a damn shame they lost that game against the Celtics. They should have won that game because had they won that game, I mean, they'd be really knocking on the door of the playoffs.
They have plenty of time. No reason to worry. Plenty of time.
Booting away the Memphis game is going to sting, too, at some point. He might be looking at that game, too.
Right.
And I believe they opened up the second half in Memphis.
Okay.
Yeah, but the Celtics game is the one where Bradley Beal got it and then slipped, right?
Yeah.
That's the one where they were up like 6 points with a minute left.
Yeah, I mean, that's the game. And I guess Scott Brooks kind of took some ownership. He said he should have called a timeout. But, I mean, that's just a fluky play because – if Bradley Beal doesn't slip, they probably foul him. He goes to the foul lines. He's 90%. He's going to hit two free throws. I mean, I guess conceivably the Celtics get a three, but instead he hands them the ball with the Wizards just up one. And then
and there actually is some question as to whether or not the floor wasn't wet, right, for the
slip. I think it was right where Tatum had landed before because Tatum had a crazy layup. But anyway, that's in the past. I think they're going to break in a decent spot.
The first five games out of the All-Star break are in Memphis and then Philadelphia at home. Now, the next game's a back-to-backer with Milwaukee. So they got to play Philadelphia, Milwaukee in a back-to-back. And then they play Milwaukee again 2 days later. And then they play Sacramento here. And then they play Utah here. All right, so that's six games. So Philadelphia, Milwaukee twice, Sacramento, Utah, all at home. So that's going to be the key stretch there, JP, I think. Those first six games – out of the break, you know, four of those teams are really good. And then they go on the road to play Brooklyn. So they got a tough stretch to start the second
half.
Well,
this is what I'm kind of looking forward to. Usually on this show, the summer months are really slow in the sports world. You just have baseball. And unless your team goes on a deep run, you know, you're not going to have much to talk about in June and July. But because everything is kind of starting later, I think the play-in games, I just looked it up, in the NBA, if you just make the play-in games, that's May 18th. So we're into May now on the NBA side, and I think if the Caps can go on a run, doesn't that get you all the way to, like, June and July?
I would assume so. I'll have to see when the NHL regular season ends.
A little later than usual. So we're going to have a little bit more. If we can get both of the locals into the playoffs, and we know the Caps are going to be there, and if the Wizards can get there, then I think it'll be fun in June and maybe even into July, which is great because then that would wrap up and then boom, we'd be right into football season.
That's really gonna make a dent in the bit season though, right? We got to carve out some bit season time.
Yeah, the P1s are desperate for bit season.
Bit season,
they love
it, man.
See, the playoffs will start in hockey on May 11th. So if you get to the Stanley Cup Finals, you get to mid-July, yes.
Where would the Caps be seated right now, Cakes, if they played? Do you know roughly?
Would
they be
like I'd have to top their division.
I'd have
two
to
or three seed maybe? Something
put in
like
one
that.
Of my favorite Google searches, if the NHL playoffs started today. I do like to do that, EB. You know this.
Fired it up. It'll come up right
How
away.
How are you feeling about tonight's game against the Bruins? 7 o'clock puck drop.
I don't know.
I feel like it's hard to just beat a team twice, especially on their own ice. Mm-hmm. Kind of have a Bruins vibe, though. I wouldn't bet it. I considered it for the weekend parlay, but I'm not betting it.
I saw Ovi was fined $5K for poking the guy into junk.
Yeah,
was it a really vicious, like aggressive, angry poke, or was it just kind of?
I'd say it was mid-level groin poke.
Yeah, just jabbed him like this.
And then the guy wanted to fight him, and then like dropped the gloves, and then they kind of just looked at each other, and he skated away.
Right.
He didn't really want it from Ovi.
Right.
I mean, Ovi doesn't fight a lot.
I can't remember the last time Ovi was in a fight.
I can't remember
once in a
either.
While.
It's been quite a while.
The other guy dropped the gloves, or Ovi dropped
I can't remember
the gloves.
If there was glove dropping, but I think they were like face-to-face. They were like ready to dance, and then
the guy from the Bruins dropped his gloves.
Yeah. Sure,
right.
And then is it Frederick, I think? He just like, you know what? I don't think I want to do this. And there was no fight.
Right.
It is interesting that in hockey, like, it's really not that big a deal. Like, no one's talking about it. But in basketball, if you just punch some guy in the balls because he elbowed you, it'd be a big deal.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's just way different.
Oh, we kind of crushed that dude, right?
The NHL's way different. It's just a different
animal. Well, hold on.
Animal.
In the NBA, who's the guy that was, like, whispering in LeBron's ear?
Lance Stephenson, right?
Yeah. He was doing stuff like that. He would, like, guys untie their shoes at the free throw line.
Yeah, but Green did it. Draymond Green did it in the finals and got suspended for a game.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, you probably should.
Right, and Ovi did it with a piece of lumber.
He gets fined $5,000.
Right.
He crushed the guy.
That is pretty funny.
Well, I mean, he is wearing protection. I mean, it can't be that. I mean, that's like a cup check in Little League, right? I mean, it can't be that
bad.
Yeah,
but it wasn't a tap.
Yeah, but sometimes you're not wearing it.
Yeah.
Come on. Well, I mean, if you're in an NHL game, you got to have some protection out there.
True, in baseball, you might not be wearing it.
I mean, if you're out on an NHL rink, you're just swinging away down there. That's a dicey proposition.
Right.
By the way, did you see Zim hit his second bomb of the spring?
Yeah, he's got two.
Yeah, two for two. Yeah.
Yeah, he's raking.
He's pretty good, swinging well.
And I know you guys don't care, but, you know, I've got my conference tournament brackets breakdowns here. On about nine have already started.
Hey, get that sponsored. It's Bracket Breakdown Friday here on The Fan.
And I was watching a little of GW against Mason. George Mason.
I watched the whole game because I had a moneyline parlay with Mason in it, and they looked terrible in the first half.
Yeah, well, Dylan and I were watching in the first half, and there was a stretch of about 7 or 8 minutes where I don't think either team hit a bucket.
Oh,
I was commenting to my son. I was like, they're only hitting free throws. They can't hit a shot.
I know, it was ugly.
But I guess they got a little bit hotter.
They got hot
in the second half.
They had 22 points. Mason had 22 points at half. All right, so they were just dreadful offensively. Oh. But then they scored 51, I think, in the second half, and they win by, you know, 14 or 15. So, yeah, A-10 has started. Nine conference tournaments have already started, Mr. Bickle.
Huh, nice.
So that's what I'll be doing all day today and tonight and this weekend is this.
I'll be driving to New York, as you know. So
yeah, you're probably on the road by what, noon today?
Yeah, I may take a 1 hour nap. May get that 1 hour power nap before the. Hey,
you don't have your driver. You don't have Dina chauffeuring you up to New York. You're gonna have to do it yourself.
Believe me, I know. I did it several times last year. It's a pain in the butt.
You won't call an Uber to drive you to New York.
I've considered it.
You don't do it.
Does this ever happen with you when you drive long distance? Because it just happened to me when I was driving to Raleigh the other day that my heel, maybe it's because I just have such a big dumb foot, that after I'm driving for about 2 hours or 3 hours, my heel just starts killing me. Because, you know, you got your right heel up like you're pressing the gas. Now, Jason is always on the cruise, so maybe it never happens to him. But my heel, my big-ass heavy foot just starts pummeling my heel on long drives.
That's just an old man issue. ache.
You're probably wearing heavy, clunky basketball shoes that you got from Rob Suller like 12 years ago.
Usually just a pair of running shoes.
But, yeah. So it's about five and a half hours?
About 5 hours, but I'll have to stop and pee once, and of course I'll find some silly Subway or something.
That sounds like misery to me.
You won't drive barefoot, or at least with a sock off.
For the entire 5 hours, you're going to be thinking about, you know, what to say, how to say it.
I have thought about stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be so anxious.
What I normally do, though, is I just listen to podcasts, so I just load up a bunch of podcasts. Maybe the Time and Room podcast for people.
You'll listen to the Junkies podcast.
You know what,
I'm going to be doing when you're driving through, like, northern Pennsylvania? I'll be doing this.
Right.
Oh!
Oh, by the way, I know you got to go break. Look.
You got a
haircut yesterday.
Good for you.
Yeah, Corona for me. I'm going to work. We're moving on. Getting back to normal, Cakes.
You cut the mullet off?
The Corona hair's gone.
Wow.
I didn't think I could go and broadcast the game with a straight face with a mullet. So I had to do it.
That's probably the better
move. Make sure you shave. Did you shave?
I will.
I remember coming up at 7
o'clock.
And,
of course, do a shot of whiskey before the game.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, we have Kevin McCarthy. He will give us his review on Coming to America 2, which is now out on Amazon Prime. You don't want to miss that at 7 o'clock here on The Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. All year, we're celebrating the Junkies' 25th anniversary presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. And, of course, you can check out the latest Junkies podcast as we look back at our interview with Bill Walton. Check it out at TheFanDC.com. That's one of our hangups.
That's a good one.
I'll be happy if we never speak to Bill Walton ever again.
We won't.
We won't.
He was fine. He was totally pleasant and nice. He was just in mega, you'll hear, he was just in mega plug mode,
right.
And we couldn't get him off it.
I mean, think we plug products and items?
Yeah.
And we got nothing on Bill Walton.
Well, I'm guessing Pontiac paid him a decent chunk to do the promotion.
I'm sure they did.
Cakes, you and I probably would have been the same.
But
I would love to be overpaid by somebody to do what Bill Walton did.
We explain it fully in the podcast, sort of what was going through our mind as we were interviewing Bill there. So, check that out.
And by the way, thank you to PenFed for the gift package that arrived at my door yesterday.
I'm wearing mine.
JP is wearing his zip-up tracksuit top.
I never really know how to wear these at the top.
Yeah, it's hard, man, because like you feel like if you leave it unzipped,
like a straight up guy. But
if you leave it unzipped, it could look hurting. But then you zip it all
so
the
what
way
you do,
to
you
the top.
It
it's
down,
uncomfortable.
The collar.
Nah, I mean I'm kind of just leaving it. Kind of, it's in.
I think you
got no man's land.
You got to half zip it, and it kind of somewhat goes up.
Yeah.
Ooh, let me model.
I'll put a t-shirt underneath so I don't have like chest hair popping out.
Let me model the favorite item we got in the gift pack. Hold on, I'll be right back.
I know what you're gonna get.
His favorite
the
item.
Silly shades.
You think it's that, or is it the? I like the cup. I got sized for the hot cold cup or whatever.
Yeah, thank you to PenFed.
We have 100 of those, but I get sized. I can't get enough.
Oh, I didn't get one of those. You got a different item.
This is my favorite.
I didn't get anything.
Is that the thing? Is there a blue hair?
It's my faux blue hair PenFed headband.
Nice. Kind of like it, Cakes.
It's not a bad look, right? It's kind of wild. It's very
take it off for a second.
It's very morning zoo-ish.
Let me see if I like your with blue hair or no hair better.
Yeah. Would you if you're
right, here's
if
no
you're,
hair.
I think yeah. I like blue hair better.
All right, here's no hair.
Yeah.
All right. Just got it done by Jonathan a few days ago, but I mean even 3 or 4 days later the hair starts creeping in, the horseshoe is just making its return.
Yeah.
Or
he hates the horseshoe. He
Yeah, the horseshoe. I would hate it,
I thought that, it just goes around, though. It doesn't cover the top of the head, just the sides.
No, but the fake blue hair covers my bald spot.
I kind of like it, Cakes.
It falls over. Would you, Cakes, if you were in life and you could only have blue hair or no hair, what would you pick?
I would probably just go no hair. Because blue hair works shtick-wise for a while, but then people are going to be like,
tough, like,
hey,
at a
man,
wedding.
You have freaking blue hair. It's weird, but it makes me laugh because I'm a simpleton. Made me laugh when I saw it. So I had to put it on
me laugh. Drab sent us a story about a new trend in homes. Okay. Now, I don't watch
I don't know if it's a new trend. They're trying it out.
The trend is open concept bathroom.
Oh, I hate it already.
And it looks so weird. Like the pictures in the story, they got a toilet and basically in the middle of a bedroom.
Hate it. Hate it already.
All right, so tell me who's constructing homes with this feature.
Not our friends at Van Meter, I can
tell
you that.
No, I know Van Meter would never do that.
It's in Boston, I guess.
And Philly.
Right. But here's apparently the thing. It's a $900,000 condo.
So all the
NLE
fans,
it's not like some throwaway, you know, dive in New York City or something. It's a $900,000 condo that's been totally renovated. But they went full-on open concept with the bathroom.
The company's not called HIT. It's called something else.
Oh, yeah. We know where you're going.
So you can see that now it's not actually completely open because there are some walls there, but you could see you could be in the family room or the dining room, whatever is adjacent to that. You could be watching a football game or something, and you could see into somebody taking a shower.
Yeah, the shower's right there.
Shower's right there, and then you could see someone dropping a deuce. Now they have like a frosted glass where there'd be a little bit of privacy.
Right.
But it's not that dissimilar to our bathroom upstairs where we renovated, you know, the house when we bought it, and we had like two bedrooms. We combined it to one.
Did Tommy Horsecamp frost the glass like he does his windows? For Chris Kringle, come on over, fellas.
No.
I frosted all the windows out front.
But we have pocket doors to our bathroom that we never use. We just
leave it open.
We leave it open all the time. They're inside the pocket. In fact,
but you have a door to the bedroom, though, before you get there.
Correct.
Yeah, that's kind of
so I'll close the door to the bedroom.
Wait. Hold on.
Wait, so you just go in there and just blow it up in front of
Dina? Well, I have two doors. We have two pocket doors. So I have a pocket door into the bed. Well, let's just call it the bathroom suite, right, where the shower and the tub and everything is. And then we have a little hidden stall where we have pocket doors, but I never close those.
I had pocket fours the other night.
Ones.
Well, isn't it stinky in your bedroom sometimes?
I mean, I guess it could. I don't know. That's never really been an issue, but I could be in the bathtub, and if I don't lock the door into the sort of the bedroom suite, you know, a kid could walk right in and think they're going to see me, you know, in bed or something, and I could be in the bathtub, or I could be dropping a deuce. So, you know,
but it's not nearly what you're seeing in these pictures. I don't know how big of a trend it is because you guys are looking at the pictures of the Boston condo, which was $900,000, but there's also one in Philadelphia where it's blocked out a little bit, but basically they're just taking the doors down.
Right.
And so from a family room or a great room, you can kind of see the edge of a shower
and
bathroom.
The problem is that's just trouble. That's just trouble.
I don't understand why anyone would buy a condo with this feature.
The only way I would say open is concept if you're like single. If you're single.
Okay, it's different. But you're going to have friends over.
Well, like in my setup, I'm always scared if my daughters have friends over. I always have to make sure when I'm in my bedroom area that I lock the main door into our area, right? Because I could be walking around. I could be in the tub. I could be dropping a deuce. My daughter could run in with her friend, and here I am with my slinky.
Yeah, how about you lock your doors?
Next thing you know, I'm in jail.
How about you lock your doors so your kids stay out while you're doing your business?
Well, with that feature, you can be streaming Netflix, and the other one's streaming something else in the bathroom.
I still don't understand, as EB's talking about this, he's told the story many times, how he saw my dad in the shower. I still don't understand it, because, Cakes, you know the house that my mom lives in and my dad, the house I grew up in, I mean, my mom still lives there.
You have to jump through a lot of hoops.
I'll tell you, it's very easy.
Yeah.
Here, it's very simple. So JP's had a house at the time, had, you know, one bathroom right there in the main hallway. It might even have been before your addition. I don't know. Maybe it was post. It could be. But normally, if you had to go pee or something or drop a deuce, you would just go to the main bathroom on the main floor, right? Right,
which for years was yellow. So you just said yellow bathroom.
So that bathroom was, you were probably in there dropping a stinky. And so I had to go. So I just went into your parents' bedroom, and I took a right turn, and I opened the door, and your dad was out of the shower, and he's got the towel between his Johnson, and I see a slinky.
Hey, who's slinky's
bigger? And he started laughing. Your dad started laughing.
Who's slinky's bigger, JP's dad or Mean Gene?
Can we actually say that? I don't know what we can say.
Yeah, I don't know what we can say either.
I will say this.
Nobody saw Mean Gene's. He always had his underwear on.
I always saw Mean Gene's with his underwear, but he was like... He was like RG3, like he was holding. Me and Gene looked like he was doing pretty well, but Paul, JP's dad, he had a slinky, no doubt. No doubt. Lourdes was a happy woman for her married life.
It's a hurting conversation.
No, but I saw your dad butt naked.
How old were you? This is I still can't believe this.
Is it scarring?
No, it was fine. Don't be 11 or 12 or something?
It's just set him up for later in life. No wonder he's interested in the dong pics all the time.
Yeah. I don't know, 11 or 12 or something? Your dad was laughing. See, JP's dad was Italian, and I think his dad knew like 7 languages. English was probably the last one.
Big cannoli.
He just was laughing. He was just laughing when because I caught him with the towel. And the slinky, the whole nine.
Hey, yeah. After having your mom on, we might have to throw Carl's Lysol can into the mix, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly.
Jealous.
All right, coming up next, we got Kevin McCarthy. We'll get his review on Coming to America 2. It took many, many years for the sequel to come out, so we'll get Kevin's take next here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.